There is a famous Maisa with the Belzer Rebbe and the Quasenberg. That's from the people from Sons as well. But the Maisa happened, I believe it was 1955, at the first time the Quasenberger made it to a visit to Eretz Israel, and he went to see the Belzer Rebbe. So the Belzer Rebbe asked him, "How did you get here? Did you get here by boat, or did you get here by plane?" So he wasn't sure what the Belzer Rebbe, what was his angle, what did he want from him? He said, "I came by plane." I don't know if it was going to make him happy or not. He said, "I came by plane." So the Belzer Rebbe said, "Good choice. Because if you went by," he said, "why did you go by plane? Why did you go by plane? Why not by boat?" Because he said, "Boat's a very difficult ride. It takes a long time. It's in a Goreim Bitul Torah. So therefore, I flew, it'll be much quicker. Of course, you could learn on the boat, but it's much more difficult." So the Belzer Rebbe liked his answer. "Good, good choice coming by plane." He said, "Okay, but now you came by plane. What about making a Birkas HaGomel? What about making a Birkas HaGomel?" So he said, the Belzer Rebbe told them, "Make the Birkas HaGomel without the Shem U'Malchus." In other words, either don't make it with the full bracha, but leave out the Shem U'Malchus of Hashem. And to the Quasenberger, he said, "Why? Why shouldn't I make the bracha completely?" He says, "Because you're not begeder yordei yam. You're not in the geder of," because the Gemara lists different things that you have to say Birkas HaGomel. Well, it actually lists about the carbon todan Birkas HaGomel. And one of the things is yordei hayam, that you go in the water. So flying pashtus, he was saying, is, or the way he understood him, that it's not a time of sakana. Yordei hayam, flying over the, being on the plane with all the waves, being on the boat and all the waves. But here, you're above the water. It's not considered yordei hayam. It's a general machlokas. If it's limited to the four things, we assume any type of sakana. It's a further question whether flying over the ocean is considered yordei hayam or not, and would it require Birkas HaGomel. So the Belzer Rebbe is saying it's not begeder yordei hayam. So the way the story said over, okay, he accepted his psak, and he made the bracha without Shem U'Malchus, and he said that now that the Belzer Rebbe paskin, that I don't have to make a Birkas HaGomel, because it's not begeder yordei hayam, you know what? It's no longer a sakana anymore. Tzadik goes there, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim, or as he said, the mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. So, and like the story it reminds me of with, there's a whole debate in the Gemara, and in the later poskim, whether we believe in shedim or not. The Rambam seems to be against the demons, and the Gemara seems to say we had them. So, different answers how you reconcile. So there's a famous pshat from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that originally there was shedim, but once the Rambam paskin, there are no shedim, so therefore there's no longer a sakana anymore. Similarly, once the Belzer Rebbe said it's not begeder yordei hayam, so therefore it's no longer a sakana. Like the Maisa with the Shargas Aryeh, that he passed in some halakha regarding a hole in the neck, hole in the throat, you know, how you define treifa or not. So the Shargas Aryeh defined this type of pagam is not a treifa. So I think the story goes, he told the person, So the individual had something similar. He said, as long as you stay in the town that the Shagas, i.e. you live, if you leave his town, you're going to die because the other post can think it's a trefa. So we see, you know, more derek drush, but that's the, you know, that's the halachic reality. So either way, that's what the Kosem Rav said. Once the bells are every paskin, no birkas hagoma, must not be dangerous. And so what happened was, the follow-up to the story is, later on, he went back years later, I think the Belzer Rebbe was dead already, and he flew back. And the story goes, at first, I guess he was seriously ill, and he recovered from a serious injury, serious illness. And in general, the Divrei Chayim, the Sanz, which is the Kosengar, some Rishonim hold you have to make the brach within the first 3 days after it happens. I think it's the Ramban. It's because there's a kesher between the first 3 days. But the Minhag HaSanz is you make it much later. I guess you want to make sure maybe you're fully recovered. So what happened was, after he recovered from a serious illness, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and this time he made the bracha with the Shema Machos. Aye. What about what the Belzer Rebbe said? No bracha. So he says, the reason why I made a bracha this time, he might have thought you should make a bracha last time, but in deference to the Belzer Rebbe, he didn't make it. But this time he made it. The Belzer Rebbe wasn't alive, at least that one. And he had two facts. Number one is whether flying in the plane is that begedah yerdei hayam or not, or maybe some other type of sakana. And plus he recovered from a serious injury. So everyone agrees to that. So therefore, with the tzira combination, he made the bracha, the birkas hagomel. And he writes, and how come, why do people say, we know in general, a bracha without the shem of malchus isn't a bracha. So he wants to quote from an Avidram, from a Ravid, that it's different here. That even if you don't mention Shem HaMachlas, since Shehein Lehem Keva Mekilomem, it gives different reasons why. But that's how they end. But that's the story with the Belzer Rebbe and the Kosengar. And in fact, that Rav Asher's wife, that's why he goes with the Belzer, and he doesn't make a... Apparently, he says not to make a birkas hagomel, at least not with the Shem HaMachlas. In fact, when I was flying, I met a Belzer. I said, oh, so you know the Belzer Rebbe Shita on birkas? He said, yeah, don't make a Shem HaMachlas. So the Minchas Yitzchak, also from the Chazdayin Weiss, He has a different understanding of the Maisa with the Belzer Rebbe Shita. When the Belzer Rebbe said to make a Shalom Levarach or make a blessing without the Shem Umachos, he didn't really give a reason. He just said, She'ino Begeder Yerde Hayam. So Pashtus, it means, is it's no longer danger the way the Kosengar Gorm Pshat. But the Minchas Yitzchak is the opposite. It's a greater sakana than in a going by boat. And that's why, so if it's a greater sakana, so why did he say not to make a bracha with Shem HaMachlas? For a totally different reason. There's a famous shayla they ask in the name of the Machzik Bracha that during Akedas Yitzchak, or let's say the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, and it's, you know, he might not come out alive. So how come it's obviously dangerous? So when you come out, why don't you make a Birkas HaGomel? So the Minchas Yitzchak writes, the lo tikun rabbanan ela betzara haba ala adam shelo midaito. That when do we institute Birkas HaGomel? That's only if it's something that you didn't have to do. No, something you had to do. If you don't have to do it, so then you putting yourself into a danger, and therefore, they never instituted the bracha. Yarda Yam is, I have no choice. I have to get to wherever I have to get, the only way I could go. But you chose a different route. You chose to go planes, even a greater danger. But you chose to go there, And therefore, that's why you don't make a bracha. So the Minchas Yitzchak says, you know why you didn't make a bracha with the Shema Malchus? Not because it wasn't dangerous. It's because it's too dangerous, and therefore you put yourself in a makam sakana. That's the way the Minchas Yitzchak learned this. But either way, it's different. They all agreed to the conclusion. The Belzer Rebbe held not to make a bracha with Shema Malchus. Many of the Hasidim based it on the Belzer Rav, and even the Briskers. There was a Maisa with the Brisker Rav. I guess he traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Switzerland. And he said, so they asked him, what should we do? Are you going to make a Birkas HaGomel? So he says, I'm not a posek, so he's asking me. But if you want to know what I'm doing, I ain't making a bracha. At least definitely not with the Shem Malka. So we see the Brisker Rav didn't make it. We have the Hasidim. We have a Yaakov Kamenetsky also says, if you go on a plane, you don't make a bracha. It doesn't say why. There's different possible reasons why. And however, among the Hasidim, the Satma Rebbe is cholek. He says, you make hagomim with the bracha. I have to find out. I'm not sure what the Chabad shita is or not. And that's the, so there are many Hasidim and many Litvish who say not to make a bracha with the Shem HaMachos. On the other hand, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Moshe, who both feel strongly about making every time you fly. Rav Shlomo Zalman says this airplane travel is a sakana, and therefore you have to make a bracha. Maybe even though the stats show no, but maybe he'd say differently. But he says airplane travel is dangerous and requires a Birkas HaGomel. That's Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Moshe wrote in 1963, because he has a different understanding. Is by definition, it's Yardei Hayam. That you, let's say go something happens with the ship, so you can't live in the water. Same thing with the plane. It could be saved now, and Keheravayin, it's all over. So therefore, Rav Moshe Shita is, you fly anywhere. You get on a plane from Toronto to New York, Buffalo to New York, to Florida. Even if you don't cross over a yam, one has to, one has to make a bracha. So that's the, so you have the Shita, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the Brisker Rav was against making a bracha. He didn't consider it, Yordaya, maybe it wasn't one of the four listed in the Gemara. Different possibilities given in the Brisker Rav. So, Lemaisa, and that's Rav Soloveitchik's opinion. Although he said, if you feel nervous, it's okay to make a bracha. There is a subjective element. But yet the consensus view is like the Stipler, Rav Yashav, the Chazon Ish. The Sitz Eliezer, that if you fly over a body of water, so that adds the Yordei Hayam element in it. And therefore, they paskin, you make a Birkas HaGomel if you're flying over an ocean. You have the Shitas of the Belzer, the Klausinger, you have the other Hasidim, you have the Brisker Rav of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that you don't make a bracha when you're flying, because flying either for different reasons, but you don't make a bracha when you're on a plane. You have Rav Moshe and apparently Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, who says you always make a bracha. And then you have the Minhag HaOlam, the pshat that only when you're crossing over Yordei Hayam and I guess Yordei HaMidbar, only then would you make a bracha. And if not, so the different, and according to Rav Soloveitchik, even if you didn't, normally you don't have to, but if you're nervous, it's okay too. And therefore, you make the Birkas HaGomel. And anyway, as Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, that one says in the davening, Hagomeo, Chazaz and Tova, and Yisrael, but going to, you could have in mind to fulfill your mitzvah of Birkas Hagomeo as well.